As NASA engineers weigh evidence from the Columbia disaster, they're drawing on risk assessments done after the 1986 Challenger explosion. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports those earlier studies offer several clues to the shuttle's vulnerabilities.
The riskiest part of flying a space shuttle was always thought to be the takeoff and ascent into space, and the Challenger accident confirmed that. NASA subsequently redesigned many safety features. Nonetheless, one estimate in 1995 put the risk of a crash between 1 in 78 to 1 in 230 for every flight. A study by the engineering firm Science Applications International Corporation in 1994 ranked the risk of various accident sequences. Besides an engine failure, the highest risk was not from damage to the heat-protective tiles. It was from failure of the auxiliary power units. These APUs run the hydraulics that in turn control steering during re-entry into the atmosphere. Tile failures showed up 3 times among the top 20 accident scenarios. The highest risk from tile failure was on the underside of the orbiter, where the wings meet the fuselage. Engineer Paul Fishbeck of Carnegie Mellon University contributed to the final study.
If you sort of peel away the skin of the orbiter and look at what's underneath it, you see that along that line of the orbiter, there are, in fact, critical components that are necessary for the shuttle to fly safely.
These include hydraulic lines that control maneuvering devices. There are also fuel tanks there, and the wheel wells are located in this area. One of those wheel wells showed an unusual temperature spike minutes before the Columbia came apart. During the 1980s, the risk assessment team found that some NASA practices undercut the quality of the tile work. Tile workers were paid less than other technicians. Some tiles were not properly glued on, but held on by the grout between the tiles. One technician had been spitting into the vulcanized adhesive used to glue the tiles onto the orbiter to make it cure faster. Fishbeck says that after their report, things changed.
NASA took a lot of our recommendations to heart. They changed how they inspected the tiles. They used our risk criticality measure to inspect the tiles that were most important first, making sure that those were securely fastened. They also went through and they changed their pay scale for the tile installers.
Fishbeck says NASA also made changes to reduce the risk of debris falling off the fuel tank and rocket boosters. NASA's Ron Dittamore has emphasized another line of inquiry. During Columbia's last moments, reaction control jets on the craft's right side fired, apparently to compensate for something causing drag on the left wing.
What, we don't know. Whether it was rough surface, missing tile, something wrong with the left wing, we don't know. But there's every clue, every indication with the aerial surfaces and the RCS jets firing on the right-hand side that says, yes, it's the vehicle, the flight control system, is trying to overcome a disturbance. And it is doing well at maintaining control, but it's losing the battle.
Risk analysts say a malfunctioning wing flap could cause drag, but missing tiles also could create eddies in the flow of air over the wing or even cause burn-through. Norris Krohn is an aeronautical engineer and former shuttle consultant.
It could affect the overall stiffness of the wing significantly, if not the strength itself of the wing. So you've got a combination of effects that can degrade the structural integrity of the wing to the point where it would be overloaded and then obviously separate from the airplane.
Safety engineers say they are not surprised that many theories are emerging. They say a good accident investigation is a process of elimination, and there's still a lot of evidence yet to collect. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.